7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz. Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back with another episode, and it is going to be Would You Rather, the running back edition. And as always, I'm here with Tim. And Tim, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Tom is not here again this week, still in Costa Rica. And it's nice not being told I'm an idiot 99% of the time.
Yeah, hopefully we're hoping Tom is going to show up for the last episode for this week.
See, I'm hoping Tom loses his passport and then is sold into the sex trades. That's what I'm hoping.
That would be that'd be different.
Yeah, I'd be cool with it. That's what I'm hoping happens to Tom.
So again, we are Pony Cake Sports, guys. You guys can follow us on Twitter at Pony Cake Sports, at Pony Cake Tim, at Pony Cake Tom, or our website, ponycakesports.com. Check out our buddies at cleatgeeks.com and check out their Twitter at cleatgeeks. Let them know that we are the ones that sent you. So let's go ahead and talk about some of these running backs. I am going to pick two running backs.
Okay.
And give you the ADPs.
Okay.
And you tell me which running back you would rather have on your fantasy team and why.
Sounds good.
And these are, you know, some of them will be all right. I like it.
It's something, you know, spice things up. These are going to be decisions that you're going to have to make. Listen, ADP is important, but ADP means nothing in your league sometimes because teams fall in love and guys get overdrafted.
Two running backs that are going to be drafted in the first round.
Okay.
I'm throwing you a curveball because this is not what we were talking about at all.
Didn't expect this, actually. So, thanks, dickhead.
Two running backs. We have one, Jordan Howard.
Okay.
ADP first round, 11th pick.
Uh-huh.
And we have another running back, Melvin Gordon, first round, 8th pick.
So two guys I am not high on at all. I feel like you did this on purpose because you knew I wasn't a fan of either. Obviously, one is a Chicago Bear, which is my team, as much as I hate to admit that to people. But I've never been high on Melvin Gordon. He went out last year with an injury as well.
He was out 3 games, got hurt in the 4th-to-last game. He still finished as the 7th best running back in fantasy. And Jordan Howard, again, basically didn't really play the first 2.5 games. And he finished the 10th best running back last year.
If it's me, I'm going to have to pick Melvin Gordon. I like Jordan Howard. I like what he was able to do as a rookie, you know, kind of came out of left field. But it reminds me a lot, obviously much more successful, but Jeremy Langford was very successful his rookie year as well. Jordan Howard now came in and, you know, dominated. Will we see the same thing with Tariq Cohen coming in, and will he take some of the carries away, take some of the, passes out of the backfield that take some time away from Jordan Howard? I'm not sure. My biggest fear with Howard is, you know, teams are going to be, the Bears don't have much else, right, outside of Jordan Howard. They didn't last year either, but teams are had a whole offseason now to scheme against the Chicago Bears, to learn Jordan Howard, his tendencies, what he likes to do. I would go with Melvin Gordon. Obviously, his rookie year did not score a touchdown, came back last year and was successful. But if he can stay healthy, I like Melvin Gordon's chances with the other weapons they have on that that offense.
Yeah. So, Two running backs that are, you know, going to be the number one guys on their team. And for the Chargers, they really don't have anybody else besides Melvin Gordon on that team with Danny Woodhead being gone. So
exactly. Josh, I'm going to go here and keep it just inside / outside of the first round. I'm going to give you Devonta Freeman.
Okay.
Or Jay Ajayi. Devonta Freeman is being drafted at 112. Jay Ajayi is being drafted at 2-2.
Oh, yeah, those are two tough ones again. Devonta Freeman finished last year.
Contract year as well.
Yeah, 6th overall, but they do have a Tevin Coleman there. But Devonta Freeman has produced every single time that I thought he was not going to produce. And, man, it's tough. It's just I look at some of these games for Devonta Freeman, a 3-touchdown game, multiple touchdown games, 2 touchdowns, 2 touchdowns. And where I'm looking at that, all these touchdowns are really coming in the fantasy playoff aspect. And then you're looking at some of the games in the beginning, he's getting those receiving touchdowns as well. And now I'm looking at Jay Ajayi, and he started off slow because we had Arian Foster there.
Yep.
He was supposed to be the guy, but he was probably one of the more consistent running backs throughout the whole year.
Do you see that that head coach Adam Gase came out and said, or maybe it wasn't Adam Gase, one of the coaches, it was Gase, came out and said 350, you wouldn't be shocked if he had 350 carries this year.
Yeah, man, it's hard to go against Devonta Freeman, but give me Jay Ajayi and give me all those carries. Feed the man, feed your lead dog. And honestly, I'm really hoping Devontae Parker is 100% healthy, Jarvis Landry is 100% healthy, and Ryan Tannehill is 100% healthy, because when we saw this offense, Adam Gase's offense in Chicago with healthy players, we saw Matt Forte get a lot of carries, a lot of touchdowns, and he was a very, very viable fantasy option. That could be your Jay Ajayi this year.
Absolutely, and what he's able to do catching the ball out of the backfield, I think is going to make the difference for him as a fantasy level running back this year. He's going to be at least top eight, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's just got to be given the opportunities to catch the ball out of the backfield. They have a Damian Williams. They have a Kenyon Drake. But he didn't catch a lot of balls out of the backfield last year. There was one game he had six catches, I believe, out of the backfield. That was the most that he had. And I feel like with Devonta Freeman, they're going to be giving some more carries to Tevin Coleman. So I would be a little bit more leery. I mean, you can't go wrong with either guy, but if I had to pick one guy for my fantasy team, I'm going to go with Jay Ajayi.
Fair enough.
All right, I got another one for you. You ready?
Shoot.
This one's a little tough because, you know what? I'm not going to give you this one. I'm going to do what we talked about earlier.
All right.
Todd Gurley or Leonard Fournette.
See, you're asking me this because you know I'm not super high on rookie running backs.
I am.
So if this was the other way around, it would be a no-brainer for you. I'm also not very high on Todd Gurley. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of his back to his college days at Georgia. I'm a big Georgia fan. But, yeah, I mean, talk about just disappointing in every way last year. It wasn't good 99% of the time, and what Leonard Fournette brings to the table. With that being said, you know, I think the pressure is going to be on Fournette. He's being expected to come out and be as successful as Ezekiel Elliott was last year on a team that is questionable. Best case scenario, questionable. I'd have to go with Todd Gurley. I understand that the LA Rams are in a very awkward position right now. They don't know. They still have Jared Goff as the quarterback of the future, but they played him earlier than they wanted to, and he hasn't looked great, and he has tiny hands, and I don't know. But I can't see Todd Gurley coming out in his third year. They always say, isn't it, running backs, the third year is the year that they kind of blow up, and that's what I expect from one Todd Gurley this year. Come back out there, reestablish himself as the man in Los Angeles, and I would take Todd Gurley.
Yeah, mind you, Todd Gurley, his ADP right now is second round, fifth pick, and Leonard Fournette is third round, fourth pick. Kind of a one big round difference, but I only ask for the fact that there are going to be those people that are going to be really dominant with the rookies, and they're going to be really thinking highly of these rookies. And I feel like if you have the opportunity to pick somebody between Gurley or Fournette, you have to go with somebody that has been in the league, kind of like what you just said.
Yeah, and I'm just not a fan of rookie running backs like you are. You would take Leonard Fournette probably at 1-1.
At 1-1?
1-1.
That would be
over Lev Bell, over everyone.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. I got one for you, and don't look at ADP, okay? Isaiah Crowell.
All right.
Or Marshawn Lynch?
Isaiah Crowell for me.
Really?
Yeah.
No brainer?
Yeah, I feel so highly about Isaiah Crowell this year. There was a reason why I was trying to get him in our dynasty fantasy football league.
Who ended up
getting
him?
Yeah, you ended up getting him.
Oh, okay.
There was a reason why I was trying to get him, and I ended up not getting him. I ended up getting Doug Martin in the deal and with somebody else. But I feel like Isaiah Crowell, I just feel like with that offensive line, and I would probably have to guess the ADP between the two is probably like, what, six picks?
No, they're almost identical. 3-4 and 3-5.
Okay.
So I'm going to switch it. That one was too easy for you, Josh. I don't like to make your life easy. So let's switch it up. You love Isaiah Crowell, so throw him out the window.
All right.
Let's do Marshawn Lynch or Ty Montgomery.
I hate Ty Montgomery. like with a passion.
Me too.
And I think Jamal Williams is going to steal his job halfway through after he breaks his legs.
I told you guys that other day in our group chat, and you laughed at me.
No, I totally agree with you.
Well, now I 100% agree with you. Tom's not here. Now no. Josh is my best friend, everyone.
I 100% agree with you. I'm not the biggest fan of Jamal Williams. I think he is the plotter running back, but I think he is exactly the type of running back that the Packers have always had. They've never had a running back that is the flashiest running back in the world. They got, you remember the days of Amon Green?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they are a typical Packers running back. And that, you look at Jamal Williams, I look at him as that. Tom, on the other hand, thinks he is the next coming of Jesus Christ. And that is like totally ass backwards. I don't like Ty Montgomery. I think he's not going to last a full season.
Right, we're on the same page.
So, yeah.
Listen, next week when Tom's back, or Friday when Tom's back. Whenever Tom comes back, Josh will probably change his tune.
I'm not going to.
I think Tom just likes – he loves guys named Ty. Ty Montgomery, Ty Hilton. He loves the Ties.
Two guys that are getting –
he's gonna be so pissed I said that.
Two guys that are getting drafted pretty similarly. We have another rookie in the fifth round, Christian McCaffrey. And a running back who is a backup, but who has also produced. And that is Atlanta running back Tevin Coleman, both fifth round. Tevin is 5'2", and Christian is 5'6".
I would have to go Christian McCaffrey.
It's a tough one.
It is a tough one because, you know, but with the way that Christian McCaffrey is going to be utilized, I believe, he's going to have a lot of yards, I think, whether it be rushing or receiving. If you're in the new ESPN standard, which is full point or is it half point PPR?
Full point.
It's a full point PPR in the new ESPN standard. He's going to be very, very valuable. And obviously, Jonathan Stewart is there to teach him, to show him the ropes. He's still going to get his. Cam Newton's still going to get his in the red zone. Greg Olsen's still going to get his in the red zone. But with that being said, as much as I'm not a fan of Christian McCaffrey, I like him over Tevin Coleman, who there's going to have to be some sort of change in Atlanta at some point. It's either going to be, you know, listen, Devon, and this is going back to the Super Bowl talks we had when I said, how long are they going to be on this honeymoon of Devonta Freeman and Tevin Coleman living in peace with one another? And the week after I said that is when Devonta Freeman's manager came out, agent came out and said, well, we need a contract days before the Super Bowl, like a freaking
stupid
dickhead. I something's going to happen. Either Tevin Coleman's going to have a dramatic decrease or Devonta Freeman's going to have a, they're not going to be able to continue to live in this paradise that they've been living in since Tevin Coleman was drafted two seasons ago. He's had two full seasons, I believe, correct? Outside of injury, but I like Christian McCaffrey.
All right.
So let's go down here. Let's go, Josh. I'll give you an interesting one. Amir Abdullah Ablingada or Bilal Powell?
That was actually one of the ones I was going to ask you, but I like it. Amir Abdullah, there's been a lot of talk about how he is going to be the guy for the Lions. Bilal Powell, I feel like he will be the guy, undoubtedly, for the Jets. You look at the Lions, they added Matt Asiata. It's going to give him a goal line threat. But plus, you also got to remember they have ZZ Top, Zach Zenner. They have Dwayne Washington. They have a lot of guys, Theo Riddick. They have a lot of guys on that Lions offense that can play running back. So I'm going to go siding with Bilal Powell, especially with the PPR aspect. He catches the ball out of the backfield, and he proved that he can actually run the ball between the tackles. And if they have a quarterback that can throw the ball somewhat to whoever the hell their wide receiver is going to be this year, then maybe there will be some running lanes for Bilal Powell, or he'll just catch every ball out of the backfield.
Right now, they're saying it'll probably be Josh McCown, I believe.
Yep.
I'm going to take one more for you. And you know what? It's going to spice things up a little bit here, Josh, because these guys are actually on the same team.
Okay.
Layabouts Murray or Delvin Cook?
Delvin Cook.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So just so Layabouts Murray is being drafted ADP 5'7", Delvin Cook being at 7'12".
Yep. Give me Delvin Cook. There's multiple reasons for it. I like Latavius Murray. I really
Layabouts.
Layabouts Murray. I like him. I do. And I know they paid him. But there's a reason why the Vikings went out and got Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook is a playmaker, and he can catch the ball in the backfield, and he's really fast. It doesn't matter what his 40 time was. It wasn't the fastest 40 time. But, man, if you watch him on tape, he is almost impossible to catch in the open field. The guy can make moves, and he can make people miss.
Yeah, and they they talked about how layabouts right now, sometime this week, came out that he's working on his off-the-field issues, and that's good to hear. We'll see how much... It's hard for me. Obviously, they drafted the rookie running back for a reason, but they also paid layabouts Murray the money that they did for a reason. So it'll be tough, but interesting as well.
Yeah, but you look at Latavius Murray, right? Latavius Murray, he finished last year very respectable. He finished 13th for running backs. That's pretty good. That's not bad at all. And then he did miss a couple games, but then you got to look at some of those guys that were his backups. They still had games where they did pretty decent. Jalen Richard, he finished number 42, but there are games where in PPR wise, he did pretty decent because he caught the ball out of the backfield. 6 catches a game, 4 catches a game, 3 catches a game. Dalvin Cook is going to take a lot of those catches and a lot of those touches out of the backfield.
Yes, here's the problem with layabouts Murray. Okay, let me break it down for you, Josh. You're not a father yet, and I don't want to be this father, but as a fantasy football coach, right, as all of us are here, all of us professionals, all of you who listen to Pony Keg Sports, you're fantasy football coaches. You guys are like drunk dads. You are just, you want your kids to be the all-star, to be the stud, out there scoring the touchdowns, being the captain, running the team. Layabouts Murray has always been that, hey, my kid's pretty good at football. He's all right, but he's never been the all-star. He's never been the guy who just takes over. Layabouts, step up your game, son. All right? Because if not, daddy's going to pound a couple of Steve Weisers, and you're going to come home and get a whooping, boy.
Yeah.
That's what he is, right? I mean, he's just constantly disappointing people.
Yeah.
It's, as great as he... Not even great. He's never been great. As good as he has been at times, he's let people who are inferior running backs, in my opinion, take things away from him. And now going into a competition with someone like Dalvin Cook, who has that killer instinct, who has that wants to be the very best instinct, how's he going to react? That's the big question.
All right, I got one last one for you.
Do it.
I have a guy in the 6th round and a guy in the 7th round.
Okay.
LeGarrette Blount, mm-hmm. who is now on the Philadelphia Eagles, or Mike Gillisley, who is on the New England Patriots.
That's pretty easy for me, honestly. I'd take LeGarrette Blount. As much as I'm concerned about Blount outside of that Patriots offense, I feel like the Eagles are going to... what's the word I'm looking for here? The Eagles are going to use him as the safety blanket for one Carson Wentz. You know, he started off hot last year, then obviously kind of fell off a little bit. But LeGarrette Blount is still very good. He's going to be able to at least, you know, take the pressure off of one Carson Wentz. Even with all those wide receiver options that they added in the offseason. I love Mike Gillisley. I love the fact that he's on the Patriots. But there's another 76 running backs on that team who are going to get some play as well. So if it's me, obvious no-brainer, LeGarrette Blount. What about you?
Yeah, I think I have to tend to agree with that. Even though I think Mike Gillisley will get a lot of carries. Obviously not the type of carries that LeGarrette Blount was getting and the touches and the touchdowns in general. But I still think he'll have a pretty decent fantasy year. I think Deion Lewis is the running back on his way out.
I have one last one for you, Joshua.
All right.
I have a guy that people hate and there's other options. And I have a guy who's old and there's other options.
Okay.
Jonathan Stewart or Jeremy Hill? That's tough, right? Yeah. That's a tough one. Both guys potentially on their way out for one reason or another, whether it be retirement, whether it be new talent brought in. There's a lot of factors for both of those guys. It's a tough one.
If
you had to.
It's weird because, like, this is talking about 7th and 8th round, but if I had to pick one person on my team, I'm going to go with Jonathan Stewart over Jeremy.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with the additions of Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, even with Christian McCaffrey there. But like we said, I think Jonathan Stewart is going to be that goal line guy still. And I think Christian McCaffrey is a great addition to the Panthers. He'll be a guy that can catch the ball in the backfield. He can run the ball outside. He can, you know, somewhat run in between the tackles. But I think Jonathan Stewart is still going to get his touches around the goal line.
I have an addition to this. Jonathan Stewart or Frank Gore?
Give me Frank Gore.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's pretty much the only running back on that team, so.
Yeah. Frank Gore, 7'8", Jeremy Hill, 7'10", and Jonathan Stewart, 8'9". So yeah. that mid-round, you're looking at guys there when, you know, if you don't have a 1-2 running back already, you're probably in trouble. You know, these are guys that I'd be looking to fill as my third running back. But, you know, some interesting stuff. I feel like Jeremy Hill is extremely undervalued still.
I think so. I think you can, if you got him, like, in the... It's tough, man. I think some of these, like, in the seventh round for Jeremy Hill, I think is way too early. If you got him, like, in the 10th, because a lot of people are going to be really harping on Joe Mixon. And if people are, then...
A lot of people named Josh and Tom.
I think Jeremy Hill could be a sneaky pickup, like, in the 10th round, depending on if, you know, Joe Mixon has any issues or if he gets hurt or anything like that. I feel like, you know, Jeremy Hill could still be a viable option later on if there's issues with Joe Mixon.
Josh, before we end this, and I know you love to cut it off because, you know, people don't want to listen to us talk for that long, but is there someone post-10th round that you see that you're going to be looking at? And I can already see one. I'm going to preface this. Taking out Samaje Perine, whose ADP right now is 10-4, who I know you're in love with. Out of that, is there anyone post-10th round who you'll be looking at?
Post-10th round, I am looking at one Joe Williams for the San Francisco 49ers.
Love it.
That's the one I know that Tom would have said. The other one is still, it's got to be Devonta Booker, just the Denver Broncos. You don't know what's going to happen with that backfield with C.J. Anderson. They talked early about how they wanted to move away from C.J. Anderson and go to Devontae Booker. They have a Jamal Charles there, but I don't think Jamal Charles is going to be the answer there. But if you can get him in the 14th round for a sleeper running back, by all means, please do so, because he got a lot of hype last year, and I believe his ADP last year was a lot higher than 14th round, which would have been this year. So I'm cool with either one of those guys. Booker in the 14th would be a steal for me. But yeah, that's where I'm at.
You gave two people, even though I only asked for one. So I will give two people as well. CJ ProSize. People are talking at large. There's a lot of different, you know, I think there's like seven running backs we looked at on the roster right now, seven or eight, maybe even nine. But CJ ProSize is a guy who, if he can stay healthy, is going to be especially with ESPN's new PPR factor, he's going to catch the ball a lot out of the backfield. He will be in play. He had a lot of success when he did play in Seattle, so that's someone to look at late. He's ADP 11th round right now.
Yeah, they're talking about him possibly, they want him to get more than 60 catches this year, which would be big.
Absolutely, and then the other one I'm looking at for the exact reason you brought up, Frank Gore, saying he's the only running back right now on that team. Not so fast, my friend. University of South Florida's own Marlon Mack, 21 years old. He may just be the guy to learn from Frank Gore. And you know, late round, he's being drafted in the 12th right now. If my team's filled out and I'm looking for someone who potentially come week 7, 8 into the playoffs can make a push, Marlon Mack is someone to watch on the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, if Marlon Mack came out on a preseason game with a wheelchair and gave it to Frank Gore, I would draft him on my team. So that is the only reason why I would ever draft him on my team.
I mean, Marlon Mack may be calling Frank Gore daddy for a majority of the season, but by the end of the year, I am telling you, he's going to get his share.
We'll see. So that's all we have for you guys for Would You Rather, the running back edition. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. If you guys have not checked out our quarterback edition, please check that out. And our wide receiver one will be coming up shortly in the next day or two.
We did division too.
And we did the division for the AFC North. So
plus you've been drinking a lot.
Yeah, I have been. So check those out, please. And yeah, check us out on our website, ponykicksports.com. Hit us up on Twitter, ponykicksports, ponykicktim, ponykicktom. Also check out our buddies on Twitter, at Cleat Geeks, also their website, CleatGeeks.com.
And at PonyKegTom, throw some stuff at him. Hey, man, stop going to Costa Rica. Stop rubbing your wife's bitties. Stop trying to get sold into the sex trafficking ring. And get your ass back on the show.
Amanda is not going to be happy.
That's fine. She's got bitties. Tom likes to rub them. That's why they got married.
That's all we got for you guys. Hope you enjoyed.